In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 12, we read, "Therefore let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall." We find here that Paul, speaking to the Corinthians, encourages them in the fact that they need to stand for God. But notice the warning that is given here. He states again, lest he thinks he stand, he needs to take heed that he does not fall. What does this present to us? The idea that a person can fall away. Believe it or not, there are those in the religious world today that somehow believe that a person can come to God and somehow never fall. Well, I would find that quite interesting in the fact that not only Paul, but Peter and every other writer in the New Testament seems to address the need to caution, to warn, and to exhort strongly Christians to stand so that they would not fall. Now, I might first ask the question, if the reality is that one cannot fall once he has turned to God and obeyed God, then why would the warnings be necessary? For the warnings were given by God through the Holy Spirit as these men wrote the things found in the Bible. So then we read again 1 Corinthians. Another passage there, Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 15. As he talks there about the work and the spirit that one must have as they follow Christ, notice what he states in verse 15. He says, "Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God." There we have it again. Someone who is in God, a follower of God, but he says, be careful. Be careful because I don't want you to fall short of God's grace. Well, there we have it again. Someone who is a follower of God, but they could fall if they do not do what God has asked. If they are not in spirit and truth, obeying all that he has commanded. Perhaps another good passage that explains this well is a few chapters back in Hebrews chapter 6. We have introduced to us there, beginning in verse 4, someone who has been once enlightened, the scripture says, has tasted the heavenly gift, and has become a partaker of the Holy Spirit. No doubt, he is talking about a follower of God. Someone who has tasted the good word of God, verse 5, and the powers of the age to come. A Christian, one who has loved God enough to obey God. But then notice with me verse 6. If they fall away. Now why on earth again would the writer say if they fall away if there's no possibility of it? Well, the reason he warns them is because not only is there a possibility, but a probability if someone chooses to follow the world or the flesh, or their selfish desires rather than God. And so let me encourage us all to, as the apostle said, be careful, to be watchful, and to make sure that we are aware that we can fall, for when we are aware of that, we can prepare ourselves, we can be ready, and we can know that the ways of stumbling, the temptations are there, so that when they come, we are able to overcome them with the help of God, so that we might be found faithful. So please stand. Stand strong and know that with God you can endure, but if you choose not to stand with God, you will fall.